My piano was in the living room in line with the front door, and the lights went off, and so I opened the front door and sat and played the piano. Couldn't cook because I had an electric stove, couldn't do anything else. And the lady came from across the street. She worked down on Columbus somewhere. She came from across the street and said, there's been a tornado downtown, and Dennis's has been completely demolished. Of course, I was terribly distraught because my brother Lee was married to Imogene Berry, and her father and only brother were executives at the Dennis Furniture Company. From that day on, for the rest of the week, because the schools were closed for the next week, every day after breakfast, I'd get in the car and go over to the Berries. They were among the last bodies found. I'd stay over there all day, and I'd come home and cry. The Berries, I kept hoping, because it was so long finding the bodies, we kept hoping maybe they would be found alive. There would be rumors that somebody might have been saved under a big table, or they had down under debris, but not actually crushed and that sort of thing. And, of course, they were both killed. They had to double funeral afterwards. And I thought, I'll never be able to go to town again. Of course, I used to go to town after school sometimes to do my shopping. And finally, one day, I don't know how many weeks had passed, I thought, I've just got to get over this phobia. So I just forced myself to walk down to 5th and Austin and stand there on the corner and look at Dennis's, where Dennis's had been.